Is life exciting? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Is life exciting? Well, every person who is alive has an exciting life. They have the vehicle called their body and their mind, which are constantly in motion, which are constantly expressing themselves as a dynamic center of activity. And it is life at its max. It is life expressing itself in its most complete and beautiful form. Now, are there other ways to express life? Are there other avenues, other vehicles, other techniques to understand life and to understand what life is all about? Of course there are. But the one that we're using right now is the most exciting one in town. It's the most exciting avenue of being ourselves and having fun. Is life exciting for you? Well, it is exciting for me, because every time I think about anything, my mind roars into gear and says, hey, consider this, consider that, consider these possibilities. And I consider the various possibilities, and I am busy as a cat on a hot tin roof, running around, looking at ideas, checking things over, being excited about the very existence of my presence on this planet Earth, of my presence in this body, because I am a presence in a body. And can I think that I'm on Jupiter or Mars? Can I think that I'm on another planetary system? Can I think that I'm in another expression of universal allness? Of course I can. Is there any limit to my life? Well, casting myself off into the Netherlands, into the wonderful areas that I have no idea what they're all about, is okay. But dwelling right here, right now, right where I am, and making it the most exciting adventure that I could ever have, means that I am taking my place by my choice of being here and expressing and loving and enjoying everything. I live an illumined life. I live illumined because that's all that I can do, or anyone else can do, is to live an illumined life. To live a life sparkled by the inner wisdom, sparkled by the inner joy, sparkled by the inner self. Oh, I look outside of myself and I see all sorts of magical things. I see trees growing. I see people interacting. I see universes working together on a cosmic scale. I see dogs and cats at play. I see children growing up in a most marvelous way. And to me, what does it say? All that it says is, I live in a very exciting world. Life is indeed exciting. I can take any tiny cosmic idea and play with it, and it can involve my entire lifetime. As some people have become musicians as their theme in life, mathematicians, they become artists, they become all sorts of things. And were you to know them, were you to be their friends or their buddies or their fathers or mothers or aunts or uncles or wives or husbands, you would find that these people who are so talented, so expressive of a divinity that's within them, are just like you and just like me. These people who are so wonderful are everyday people. As they say, they put one leg in their trouser pants at a time. They eat their meals. They walk in the forest and enjoy the solitude. They walk in the busy cities and enjoy the magnificence of life expressing itself at another pace. everywhere they go, they are being human beings. Now, when they settle down and sort of stop being a human being and start being a divine being, then their genius is in high gear. Their artistic talent flows out in a magical way. And you say, well, what's so magical about a painting? A painting is lovely to look at. Painting is a beautiful thing. It's true that everyone isn't able to paint. And of course, everyone's ability at painting isn't the same. And we look at many types of paintings and we say, I don't understand that at all. And we look at other paintings, we say, oh, that one touches my heart. Now, does everyone want to be an artist? Truly, no. Does everyone want to be an art critic? Whether they like it or not, they are. But no, everyone doesn't want to be an art critic. Does everyone want to have the same types of interests? And the answer is no. The multitude of possibilities that we have are just so vast, so broad, so beautiful, that the exciting qualities of life are just unbelievable. And you are not withheld from any of those. I am not withheld from any of those. I can go and be interested in anything I want to be interested in. I can train myself, I can develop and polish a skill, which I may or may not have, and I can polish that skill and become a reasonable writer, a reasonable painter, a reasonable speaker, a reasonable interactor in my world. I can take my mind and let it wander into the depths of the cosmic thinking and think to myself, how would the divine in me respond to any of these things? And as I think those thoughts, wonderful concepts come into my mind. Life is exciting. It's exciting not because I make it that way, but because I enter into it. I enter into the exciting me, and I can enter into the exciting me from many ways. I can enter into the exciting me from inside, from outside, from all around. I can enter into it in meditation. I can enter into it, and this is meditation too. I can enter into it from the point of view that I look at the world around me and I see the forest, I see the beautiful trees, and I say, this is God's cathedral. What a lovely place it is. And as I look at the trees, I see each one doing their wonderful, divine, blessed thing. I see the leaves growing and fall coming, the leaves falling. I see the trees changing their glorious colors from green to gold to red to yellow to brown. And then the cycle goes around and around. And I think, why such a cycle? Why is it that they don't always just stay green? Well, do I find delight in the changing colors of fall? Yes, I do. Do I create them? Can I create myself with live oak trees that do not change their colors? Basically, they're green year-round. Can I live in the jungle where trees exist and many maintain their same color year-round? And even in the jungle, there are those trees that like to put on a pretty dress, put on a pretty costume for a new occasion. They like to dress themselves up in their own inner magic. And this takes some very creative activity within the tree itself, within the sap of the tree, within the lifespan of the tree, within the purpose of the tree, within the direction of the tree. And all trees do not do that, only some. Every tree has a way of expressing itself. And there are varieties of trees, just like there are varieties of human beings. There are human beings who feel that they're wonderful, dynamic beings. They're illumined beyond imagination. And these people are illumined beyond imagination, but turn and look the other direction, and you'll see another group of people who are illumined beyond imagination in an entirely different direction. the direction our imagination goes, the direction our illumination expresses itself, is so varied that it's just unbelievable. But in its variedness, it is a very exciting adventure. We have the opportunity of entering into that exciting adventure every day and being alive, alert, enthusiastic about life. But to be alive, alert, enthusiastic about life means that we show an interest in it. We become illumined in life. We look at beautiful pictures. I saw a series of whales today from Vancouver, and they were in the cold waters there. They had come up from the south to spend their winters in the coldness of the Arctic areas. And they were diving for fish, and their tails were sticking up into the air out of the water. And they would leap out of the water and do pirouettes and wonderful dances of magic and wonder. And you look at them and you say, what an interesting way to live. Why don't they? They have the whole ocean on the entire earth as their playground. And they flitter here and there and hither and yon, enjoying it to the utmost. Because for each whale, life is exciting. And some may choose to die and beach their bodies and put it up on the beach, and mankind may come along in its misunderstanding of humanity and pull the whale back into the ocean, only to have the ocean claim the whale in its own weight. Why did the whale beach itself to do its last paradise? Why did it do that? Well, if you knew that, then you'd know how a whale thinks. If you knew that, then you'd know what the inner workings of the whale are. And there are some people who feel they do know that, and that's wonderful. And I say to you and me, I can begin to know about myself. I can begin to know that life is exciting. I can begin to know that my life is exciting. What is my program? Oh, it's fun to look out and see the other programs that are going on around me, because life is always in motion. But what is my program? What is my modus operandi for showing myself that I am excited about life? How do I express my excitement in life? Do I express my excitement in life by the clothing I wear? By the diet I have for myself? By the area in which I live? By the people with whom I surround myself? Do I show my excitement in life, my magical realization of what's going on in my world, by being aware of my world? Oh, my world has a broader scope to it than just my human body, my individual self. It has a broader vista to it than all of the things that I currently see, because I can go to the depths of my inner being and find peace, and find a realm of awareness that is not always evident on the outer. Then I can go into the outer, and I can see my creation here, and I can see a reflection of what I believe about myself in everything I look at. I look at the trees, the people, the buildings, I look at the business, the commerce, I look at the governments, I look at the world, I look at the harmony, the peace. Is that what I see? Is that what I have chosen to create? Am I an illumined being who recognizes outwardly how much whatever I am within is being expressed every single moment? When I do that, then I recognize so wonderfully and so beautifully that life is exciting. And I am at the very center of that excitement. I am at the core of that excitement. I am that excitement in such wonderful, dynamic, powerful ways that I could never realize it unless I began to look at myself and say, I like me just the way I am. And then I probe into myself and I say, I like this body I have. It's an ideal body. I can call it not ideal if I wish, but I call it an ideal body, and so it is for me. I call my circumstances ideal circumstances, happy, harmonious in every way, and so they are. I call my world that I have created about me ideal, and so it is. I call my contact, my oneness as the universal allness, a joyous and exciting adventure, and so it is. Everything I do, and everything I think, and everything I say is a reflection of my excitement for living. And should I ever, so to speak, lose that excitement, it's because I have stopped appreciating how grand I am and how grand is this world in which I live. I don't appreciate my divinity because my divinity is indefatigable. It is tireless. It goes on and on and on, and it is always in high gear. It never runs out of energy. It never runs out of ideas, out of things to do, out of dreams to dream and worlds to live in. Is life exciting? You bet it is. More exciting than you could ever realize in an entire lifetime. Join me in that excitement every single moment, for it's true, and it's me and it's you. I love you. I love you. I love you.